Good evening, Abosai. One of the few things that I did in the past, which was actually clever, is that I did, when I was a boch in yeshiva, I had a notebook. I started as when I went to get to the yeshiva, I did a notebook. And whenever I spoke to, whenever I heard something or had a conversation, interesting conversation with her, I just wrote it down. And I didn't realize, B'shas Meister was a 15 years old or whatever, I didn't realize that actually that some of them were actually valuable notes. And I just happened to look at it. I paged through it a couple of days ago, and I saw a conversation which I had, and this is going back a number of years ago, with Arya Finkel, and I want to share it with you because I think it's really interesting, especially now that we are approaching, that we are in the Yemei Ben Hametzorim, and I think it's really something interesting. What do you think about this conversation, Rabbi Yisai, with Arya Finkel, Rosh Shivas, one of the Rosh Shivas, Rosh Shivas Brachfeld, and one of the Ziknei Rosh Shivas, our generation? I used to have a quiz with him on Matzah Shabbos, and I had heard that the Chazanish said the Rabbi Finkel Shlita was listed in Yevdu Shalim in those days, and I'd heard a shmur from the Chazanish. I just joined me yeshiva, and I heard that the Chazanish had said, I heard a rumor that the Chazanish said b'shaitoi that any person who lived in Yerushalayim, that was my first man when I joined me yeshiva, heard that the Chazanish said, you know, there's the halacha that anybody who doesn't see the coastal, who's near the coast, that's right, somebody who's not near, that doesn't see the coastal within 30 days, we learned about it as well in Ilchus. We learned it has got a chiyuv of kiyah, obligation of tearing of chiyuv kiyah, like an oval. So that's the halacha. Somebody who doesn't, if you don't see Yerushalayim b'churbono, then you have an obligation of kriya. Okay, so I heard that the Chazanish said, there's a taina, anybody who lives in Yerushalayim, and is chayiv kriya, who is obligated to tear, in other words, hasn't been by the coastal for 30 days, he said, that's a taina on somebody, it's not acceptable, it's not right. If you live in Yerushalayim, you better make sure, in other words, to see and go to the coastal within 30 days. If it's over 30 days and you're chayv b'kriya, there's a taina on you. This is not something that's written anywhere in halacha. There's no makor for it. There's a taina on somebody. Yes, an obligation to tear. But it doesn't mean that it's something wrong in tearing. It doesn't say anywhere. But that is what I heard in the name of the Chazanish. That's what I heard in the name of the Chazanish. I heard it once. I have no idea. I don't remember now where I heard it from. I didn't write it down where I heard it from. But that is what I heard from somebody. And I wanted to check as whether that's true or not. So I went to Rabbi Finkel. And I asked them, is this true? That is a taina on somebody that is lacking in connection to the, he's lacking connection to the Beis HaMikdash, he's lacking connection to the coastal, he's lacking connection to the Mokim HaMikdash, it's a problem, if he's the Chayv Bekir, there's a problem with somebody. So Baye Finkel told me, first of all, he doesn't believe there's such a shmur. He said, first of all, he doesn't believe it's true. And moreover, he said, it certainly can't be true. He said, because if somebody is in Yerushalayim and he learns in the yeshiva, he was referring because I was learning in Mir Yeshiva then. He said, somebody's learning Torah, he said, how can it be that he's disconnected to the Mokim HaMikdash? That's not considered disconnected to the Mokim HaMikdash. Because if somebody's learning Torah, that is the Mokim HaMikdash. That is the Mokim HaMikdash. That's the Shechina. Shechina is in the Sefer, in the Torah nowadays. So he said that is absolutely no problem if somebody, he said, if somebody's not learning Torah, maybe, he said, Chaznish can be on, so it could be, that makes sense, that if somebody's not learning Torah, and he's disconnected from learning Torah, then maybe should make sure to be within 30 days, should go to the Mokim HaMikdash. But he said if somebody's learning Torah, he's connected to the Mikdash, he's connected to Kodesh HaKodashim because he's learning Torah. That was the Baye Finkel's words, which I had written down. And I think it's really interesting because I thought about it, and I thought, I don't know what you think about this, I'm interested to know what you think, but it certainly teaches us something that when we are, you may have been Amatzorim, it's a very hard avodah if you think about it. What does it exactly mean? What does it mean to be oval about the Beis HaMikdash? What does it all mean nowadays? So Rabbi Finkel gave a very posh advice. According to Rabbi Finkel, it's all about actually just connecting more to the Torah, and that really leads to a connection to the Mikdash. That's what I wanted to share with you. A conversation which I had with Rabbi Finkel a number of years ago. What do you think about it? Interesting. Okay. We learned Siman Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Aleph, and we're now ready to proceed with Sif Beis, which is further instructions in dealing with regards to
Kiyas HaToyre and its relevant halachas. Kiven Sheyischel HaSeif Beis, bottom line. Kiven Sheyischel HaKoyre Likos B'Sefer Toyre, when the Baal Koyre starts leaning from the Sefer Toyre. Also Lesape, you're not allowed to shmuz, you're not allowed to talk. Hafilu B'Divrei Toyre, even a Toyre-related matter, you're not allowed to start discussing Toyre during leaning. Hafilu even Megav Olegav, even between Aliyas, during Yom HaSheberach, whatever it is, you're not allowed to say not Torah and in Kavuchayim and not any politics. You're not allowed to talk Ben Gavre Le Gavre. Right, so he says Ben Gavre Le Gavre. The Gavre Le Gavre. And the reason, we might as well straight away see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, first, let's start with Sif Kotten Dalet. Kivan Sheyischel. Hamoganavom mitzadet loyim adim ishol shenifdach ha-Sefer Torah. The Moganavom says that when the Sefer Torah is opened, afvila lo yischel adayin ha-Koyre Likus, even if he hasn't started leaning, kam kein also, it's also also. So you don't literally need to have started leaning, but as soon as the Sefer Torah is opened, you must make sure not to talk. V'chen mashmada ha-sagro b'viyuroi, so says the Vilna Gaon, to mishol sheposcho ha-Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is opened, kidei levarich in order to make a bracha, also lesapi, you're allowed to talk. Sif Cotton Hay, very important. I feel about it. Even Torah-related matters, you're not allowed to talk. V'chein, similarly, farish dvar Torah. If you've got a good dvar Torah, and a good explanation on something which was just leaned, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of leaning. Oile hoiro is to paskin a shaila. If somebody goes in the middle of leaning, paskin a shaila. You're not allowed to paskin. La'otam sheshol, somebody asks a shaila during leaning, you're not allowed to paskin during leaning. Also, v'lafushim isura, but if somebody is, you want to stop somebody from doing an Issa, Muta, Loima, Pidech, Torila, to make somebody a sign or quickly say also something like that, that would be permitted. Himef Shal Afro Shal Diremiz, better but through sign language. If sign language doesn't help, you're allowed to say a quick word that you're not allowed to do something. Now, Afinu Ben Gavre Le Gavre, so it's quite right, you picked my word, which is good. I said between Aliyas, so I said the word Mishaberach, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually say you're not allowed to do during Mishaberach. Shulchan Aruch says Ben Gavre Le Gavre, which means between Aliyas. So the Sifkot Mishnebura Sifkot Vov says Afilu Ben Gavre Le Gavre. The reason is Shema Yimoshei Chalimut Be'ei Sakriya. Maybe you're going to schlep on. If you start looking into a good Dvar Torah, whether it is Kolad Yaakov or whether it's Pichei or what a nice Dvar Torah you've got on inside, Shema Yimoshei, maybe you're going to be schlepping on. You're going to forget it. It's very hard to pull away a good Dvar Torah, so you're going to be maybe continuing after the Aliyas into leaning, and therefore you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. Shema Yimoshech Alimu Be'asikir. V'abach Mekel. The Bach is Mekel Belimut. Bach is Mekel to learn Bein Gavre Le Gavre between Aliyas. Uve'elir, he says that no, learning between Aliyas is permitted. Uve'elir Rabbe Metzad and Eli Rabbe Paskin, Te'im Acherim, with others, Ein Lehokel, you're not allowed to be lenient, Shema Yimoshech, maybe it's going to schlep on, you're going to continue. When it's to him himself only, Ha'mekel El Motzum, he's lenient, learns, Oz Elim Chos Be'odo, you don't have to protest. So the Eli Rabbe makes kind of pshore. He says, to learn with others, to start the Chavusa session, that's not allowed. But if it's just to yourself, to learn yourself, you want to quickly learn something, that it says you're allowed to. Ein lim chasbiyot, you don't have to start shouting at him. Ach lehoyrois, also yirole fisho, and ach bebot satni, to pass in a shayle, briefly, between Aliyas, that's fine. To lo shchiach, the lo shchiach, kol kach, bezeh shema yimoshech, because if somebody asks you a shayle, it's unlikely it's going to schlep on. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He says, oh, if somebody asks you a shaila between Aliyas, it's not likely to schlep on, and that's, you're allowed to, it's not likely to schlep on, you're allowed to pass in a shaila between Aliyas. Now, I'm not sure, I don't know about this last psak. Generally, I don't know what you think about somebody asking a shaila between Aliyas. It definitely does. I think it drags, it very often, more often than not, it does drag on. It's not just mutter, especially if the psak is its mutter, it's normally quite brief. But if it's also, then normally it just tends to drag, what about this, what about that? And so it tends to drag on a little bit. So I'm not quite sure, but halach lemaaseh, Mishnah Berurah paskens, it seems like the Eli Rabbe, that with others, you're not allowed to learn, Ben Gavre Le Gavre, yourself, you're allowed to, and limchos piyotoi, and if it's a psak halacha, you're also allowed to. Mishaberach. Okay. Mishnah Berurah does not address the shayla of Mishaberach. Mishnah Berurah does not address the Shalom Mishaberach. What do you think? What would you say? Would you be allowed to? Are you talking about Torah or
Divrei Chol? Why are you even allowed to say Mishaberach? You're so strict about even speaking.
You're saying why is it permitted to say? Oh, because that's not considered. That's not Mishaberach is part of Takonas Chazal. I can't say it's mamash part of Takonas Chazal, but it's not contradicting Takonas Chazal. And Mishaberach is part of the Aliyah process, and therefore it's not considered interruption. I was more thinking about if somebody's got extended Mishaberachs, if then you'd be allowed to learn. So, what's the answer? In some shuls, they shlep on more Mishaberach, more Mishaberach, more Mishaberach. Some shuls do that. So, the Maisa, what do you think? Yeah. Yeah, that for sure. That's all part, anything which is part of the process of the Aliyahs, that's definitely okay. Yeah. Yeah, so Beinu Levin Atzmoy, to yourself, you want to quickly open up, you want to check the Rashi's, you want to check it, that's, he says, that's fine. He's lenient. He said, that's fine. That's fine. Starting talking with somebody else, that would be problematic. I don't think that if you've got extended Mishaberachs, it's any more lenient. I don't think it's more lenient. You know, you're saying that 5-7 minutes, Mishaberachs, Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to bring any colors in that. And the Metzius is, I think that we can all appreciate, what do you think about the Svorah of Shema Yimoshech? What do you think about it? I think, people are generally, when you start learning something, it's very hard to put it away. It's really hard. If you're reading something, you're learning something, suddenly it starts the Aliyah, it's very hard to just put it away.
Are these extended Mishaberachs, which are a bit kind of, probably haven't always been so extensive in some circumstances, is that really part of what was foreseen to take up?
Yeah, so, well, the truth is that Mishnah Berurah says, Elim Chos Biyoda, if you learn by yourself, you can't be lenient. If you learn to yourself, that's Elim Chos Biyoda. But what it doesn't allow is that if you start talking to somebody else, what about saying Mazel Tov, if that's the case? There's an Aliyah in Mazel Tov, and you want to quickly say Mazel Tov to somebody. Whether it's going up to somebody or just screaming Mazel Tov, Mutar also.
That would be
mutter. Why?
Because it's like saying shakoya. It's something brief, and it's to do with the Aliyah. It's not to do with becoming engrossed in the Dvar Torah or having a conversation.
Yeah. What do you think? Mazel Tov, Sachnaches. Everyone does it. Pardon? Yeah. That's right. Reb Chaim Kanevsky is quoted on number 6 on the side. V'cheilem mazel tov la'oyle la'toyre min gavre le'gavre. Kosach Grach Kanevsky, he quotes a Chuvasak, Reb Chaim Kanevsky, paskening that yesh lehokel bedovo, you can't be lenient in saying mazel tov to somebody. And the reason is, me'achav v'tzorich mitzvah, because it's a tzorich mitzvah. I would like to suggest another reason. Maybe that's what Reb Chaim Kanevsky means. But the reason why it may be permitted is that normally when we say Mazel Tov, the conversation don't necessarily continue. You've said Mazel Tov, and it's not normally, it doesn't lend itself for an ongoing conversation. Mazel Tov, you say Bochtir, you say Shkoyach, and then next. It's a kind of conversation that is normally very short and brief. True? Yeah. True? Right? So therefore it could be that could be a reason to be lenient. Okay. Shuchnoch continues. So we learned about Ben Gavre Le Gavre. He says Shuchnoch says it does not make a difference as to whether you're not allowed to talk either way Ben Gavre Le Gavre, as to whether you mashlim the pasha or not. In other words, what does it mean to be mashlim, to complete the parsha? What is he referring to? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Zayin. To mashlim the parsha is referring to Sifkot Zayin. Shneim mikra ve'echot ha'akum. The obligation in Simon Reish Pehei is we have an obligation of learning Shneim mikra ve'echot ha'akum, to go twice through the mikra and once through the targum. And it doesn't make a difference. Just because you've actually gone through the seder of Shnei Mikra Vechatagum, it doesn't make it any more lenient. Whether you're a mashlim or not mashlim, nothing to do with the leaning. So whether you're a mashlim or you're not mashlim, it doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to talk and you're not allowed to learn during the leaning and megavre gavre. ואין בפרימי גודם שמצד לא ימדע אפילו אם כבר שום הקריאה סטורי בעשור גם כן עושו חמש מביא רגוע. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if you were, if you heard already the leaning, nevertheless, you must ensure to be quiet בין גבר לגבר. See, it's continuous to Shulchan Aruch. ויש מתירים לקרוס פרש ללמוד בלחש. Now he brings an opinion, and this opinion says, יש מתירים לקרוס פרש ללמוד, some allow learning quietly. The Mishnah Berurah says that this means only, what does it mean? When would, why would you be allowed to learn during Gavre LeGavre? The Mishnah Berurah explains, if gotten ches, Meire be'ikar asorah de'tzaisa le'sefer Torah mi'bilodoy. Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion, and we don't pass again like that, that if there are, that if there are 10 people who are listening to Leining, there are 10 people, then you would be allowed to learn quietly to yourself. But we don't pass like that. ואפילו הוכי אין מותר בכל רום לדי הזוי אם בילה תדוס לאות כדי שלא ידעת שער השוימין in order to disturb others. Right. So there is an opinion who says that you would be allowed to learn if quietly if there are 10 people listening to the listening, but we don't pass in that. V'yesh oimim she'im yesh asor de'tzais. Some say that if there is 10 people listening, perish hamesimim libam who have full concentration la sefer Torah to the leaning muter le'saper b'divrei Torah. There's an opinion holds that if there's 10 people listening to the leaning carefully, you would be allowed to talk in learning during leaning. V'yesh matir lemisha toirosu umnosoi. That's a very interesting opinion that holds. If you are toirosu umnosoi, if you are a person that toirosoi, your learning is umnosoi, is your skill, is your skill trade, that you have no other profession besides learning Torah, if you are that kind of person, then you don't have to listen to leaning. If you are that kind of person on extremely high level of asmoda and Torah, you don't have to listen to leaning. What would be the svar for that? Pardon? You're learning instead. You know it already. That's, yes. Why is that a funny svar? That's, you're right. That's inaccurate.
Because the term is common in the generation of people.
Right.
If they're not concentrating during leaning, then it will cause other people to look at them.
Good. Yeah.
I thought everyone had a heel to listen to the leaning of the parsha on Shabbos morning, Yom Tov morning.
Yeah.
Everyone. So why haven't they got that heel? I don't understand.
Right. So if this opinion learned. Yeah, okay, we'll get to that. What do you want to say?
Yeah.
So that's right. So this opinion learns that Chachamim did not establish their obligation of leaning of Kiras HaTorah for somebody who, there's exceptions, for somebody who is Torosom Nosoi, who is ongoing learning 24/7 pretty much. A person like that doesn't have the obligation of Kiras HaTorah. Torosom Nosoi. Of course, as you can guess, the Mishnah Berurah sentence of Cotton Tess that, היינו, אפילו היחד איקה עשור את הצעה, so if there's 10 people listening to leaning, אינו אימות ללמוד בזכיר, you'd only be allowed to learn during leaning, כי אם בשתירוסו יום נוסוי, that you are a person who's on a level of תירוסו יום נוסוי, שאינו מבטל שום שעור, that never is מבטל תורה, anytime מלימוד from his learning. והאם בלי רבא, הלי רבא says, שאיבי בשם כמה ראשונים, the name of various ראשונים, numerous ראשונים, תהשת nowadays, אין לנו תירוסו יום נוסוי לעניין זה. This doesn't exist anymore. We don't have anybody. Yeah, very good. Yeah. So, Abraham Kanevsky is a very good question. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it sounds, yeah, I can't answer that. But the Mishnah Berurah paskens that nowadays there's nobody who is on the level of Torosom Nosoi. We found this in other places. Mishnah Berurah paskens that as well. Nowadays there's nobody on the level of Torosom Nosoi. And anybody, even if you are a huge masmid, you're not quite on the level of Torosom Nosoi. And you'll have to listen to Kiras HaTorah. You'll have to listen to Kiras HaTorah. You can't just say, I'm taking Gemara, leave me alone. Now we're learning another exception, which is the following. Some allow to someone before you open up the Sefer Torah for leaning, he turns away his face and he shows everybody very clearly I'm not interested in listening to this lady. I'm turning away. You're making a quite a statement. You're turning, you're facing the other direction. Thank you very much. I don't need you, Shkoyach. And you're facing the other direction. I'm learning Torah now. Don't disturb me. You're facing the other direction. You're going the other direction. You're learning, you're taking out a nice, whatever. You're making a point over here. You're facing that direction. For personal, if you're starting, if you're making that statement, if you're making that before the learning starts, some say, says the Mishnah Berurah, and you're starting to learn, now some say that you are exempt from the obligation and you can do that. The Mishnah Berurah says, the rationale for that opinion is the Svira lady hold, since you started the mitzvah initially, you started with that mitzvah of learning earlier, previously. He's setting himself aside, starting to learn. So people have seen that he's not part of the learning. He's doing something his own. So you don't have to interrupt. If you start before the learning, you don't have to interrupt. But if you didn't start before that, nobody's allowed, even a very great masmid, you'd be allowed to start learning mid of learning under any circumstances. So we are learning that if somebody before the learning starts, he's turning himself away, he's taking a nice dear Mishnah Berurah, and he's facing the other direction, he's making a point, I'm not interested in your laning, I'm learning over here. Some allow that he's exempt and he's not part of the laning. Yeah, a very good question. Very, very good. Yeah. Yeah, it's a very good question. In fact, I want to add to that, the Maseches Derech Eretz says, there's a Maseches Derech Eretz, fascinating prices. And there it says, it's the end of the... You've seen Maseches Derech Eretz? It's fascinating. Maseches Derech Eretz, over there it says one of the halachos that I recall. He says over there that Al tiyeh oimdim ben hayoshvim ve'al tiyeh yoshev ben hayoimdim. Don't be standing among sitting people and don't sit among standing people. As you're saying, Al tefosh min hatzibur, don't be different than others. Just just do things like...
Is it in the actual Mishnah?
Yeah, it's in the back of the normally in the volume of Avodah Zorah and then. So there is Maseches Derech Eretz, there's Maseches Zutta, and it's prices. I think it's prices. And they over there there's the halacha. There's the halacha. Al tiyeh oimdim ben hayoshvim, al yoshev ben oimdim. And that's very much like what you're saying. Very much Al tifosh min hatzibur. How can you just separate yourself, taking a sefer? And starting to learn when there's learning taking place. Yeah. Covered Sefer Torah as well. Covered that Tzibu, covered Sefer Torah. Very good questions. I don't know the answer. I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know. Yeah. Just to finish off this Shulchan Aruch very quickly. You are allowed to learn Shnei Mikra Vechotagum during laning. As we mentioned, there's an obligation of Shnei Mikra Vechotagum. You'd be allowed to do the Shnei Mikra Vechotagum during laning. I would like to point out that it's not so lechatchila, because it's not so lechatchila. When you say Shnei Mikra Vechotagum, many poskim, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it, maybe he does say it later, but many poskim say it's not ideal because Kiyas HaTorah is meant to, you're not meant to be listening to leaning. And if you're starting to say yourself the Shnei Mikra Vechotagum, then even if you're saying literally the word of the Baal Korah, but if you're listening, then you're not listening as much as if you'd be listening without speaking. So it's not so lechatchila. Feliko shtamicho vechatagum b'shatzkiya satoyre shori. V'cholze, everything that we discuss now, einoy inyele pashas zoche v'pashas poro. Certainly and obviously, v'pashas zoche and pashas poro, this halacha, this kulis don't apply. Shem be'asorim deraisa, it's an obligation, the biblical deraisa obligation of listening to zocher, and the rabbonon obligation to pashas poro. Shetzoch lechavein, you need to listen very carefully. Shomam and listen, you kavona and listen. When piakoyer from the balkoyer, v'anochen shechol aposh is roil medakti b'dvorov. Chavin daitu shom piakoyer. In fact, says the Shulchan Aruch, not only poro and zocher, but throughout the whole year, one should be extremely careful to listen to the Kiyas HaTorah as careful as possible. It's an obligation. midrabbanon, and want you to ensure to listen very, very carefully. Good evening, Abbosai.